from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up? What up?
How you doing, Wiggy?
It's good.
Well, it's Wednesday. So
hump day,
we're getting
hump
there.
Day.
Jaren Duran, apparently the hero that we all needed. And didn't, or maybe we did know we needed Jaren Duran. Thank God he saved the Red Sox last night.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God, Curtis.
Big night. Now up to 36% playoff chances. Let's go. Don't let us win today.
It's better than zero, Curtis.
That is true.
Better than zero.
Royals lost, Sox win, bingo bango, here we are. And if they win tonight, a 7-game trip in Baltimore and Houston comes back 4-3, which is not bad.
All right. And then
They're keeping you around.
They are.
I told you.
But they do that every single season. Uh-huh. And they have for most of my 57 years.
Yep.
So but one game at a time. That's all you can do. All you can do.
And I am actually going to bring James to the 99 today.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah.
Curtis. A freebie.
A freebie.
Yeah.
We're going back to Marshfield.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna Ferris wheel it up and get a free dinner. It's gonna be an amazing day.
Do what Wiggy does and pack a bag of the free crackers and cheese at the bar to go. Wiggy always asks for extras.
Always.
Is that the best part about the 99?
Do they even still do it?
Yes, with the popcorn too.
They do.
You have to ask for it.
Okay. I haven't been for a while, I have no idea whether or not that is something that they do still or not.
Yeah. I haven't been in forever, ever, ever.
Oh, my God. I was there not long ago. The Charlestown location is supreme.
Right. OG.
Yeah, that is that one's been there for a long, long time. So it is. It's nice that they are still doing that.
In this economy?
Right.
True.
This economy. Yes.
It, it is
you
dicey.
Can always count on
and,
them.
Yeah, and considering everything that is going on in the ocean. I mean, oftentimes things are changing because of both of those factors, but not apparently with the nines.
Nope.
So that's good news.
Yeah.
All right. Good news, Red Sox win. And you could talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We have a lot to get to on the show. Shime is off. Looks like Shime is enjoying his vacation on the Cape.
Yeah.
He posted the obligatory foot photo on the beach yesterday,
which
I think is a must when you're on vacation.
I love influencer Shime because you know he's probably getting this stay maybe for the donut, so he's posting you know the best parts of the hotel. The tides is gorgeous, all of it is the best.
Yeah,
but the way he's posting, it's through a different eye.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Oh, yes.
So you feel like most of the vacation, he has arranged for it to be complimentary.
Correct.
Yes.
Well, you have arranged for his stay to be complimentary.
You can't do foot photos when it looks like you've been jumping around in cocaine, white powder. His feet are white.
Okay, why do you feel the need to take shots at the body parts of everybody else?
Well, I don't know.
I don't think
the foot photo, honestly.
Do we have it for Instagram?
Yeah, Mitchell's working on it right now.
I don't think it's like for the male.
I just said for Instagram, I'm sorry. Do we have it for those who might be watching the show on Twitch or YouTube this morning. I stand corrected.
We've got to bring down the banner there.
Yeah, okay, there was some whitens, but I don't think it's a guy thing.
Yeah, you got to take the banner down, Mitch.
Here we go. We're doing it. We're cooking.
Okay.
We're
all right, cooking. Good.
That's all I would say. I don't think it's really a guy thing. I think that's more of a lady thing to show off the toenail polish and that kind of stuff.
So wait, you're saying that guys should never post an Instagram photo of their feet. It should only be ladies who are doing it.
Yeah.
Because you think the male foot is unattractive.
Yeah, it's not something that the ladies are looking for.
I mean,
for.
Almost everything we have is unattractive, Greg.
You
Let's
guys
be honest.
Are missing the point of why he posted this.
Why?
Because he's showing off his golf tan. Like, that is so shime, where he's like, look it, my feet are a different color than my shins.
Oh, it's
the golf tan. You're right. Those are white.
That. Yeah, you don't want to show that. It's not a good look.
Right. We were trained to look at his chins, not his shins.
It looks like they're like mannequin feet.
It's an awful post. Can we just be honest? The posts by Shime have been very poor.
Yeah, it's like he lost his feet in some horrific accident and they gave him mannequin feet.
He was at Anejo. I saw him post that. That
he
looked delicious.
Where?
Anejo in Falmouth.
Okay.
Good Mexican
The one
restaurant.
With him and his girl.
How about a live shot of like eating something? Yeah. Or like not like, I know what beer and chips look like.
In the Twitch chat, Chris Mainsail says 90% of people who post foot photos should not post foot photos.
Yes.
You would agree with
that. I would agree with that. Yeah. Listen, if you're going to do it, keep it for the ladies. And ladies, if you do it, make sure your toes are done.
Mine are always done.
Yeah, make sure your toes are done.
Yeah. I mean, I think you could have stopped with 99% of what people post. They shouldn't.
All he needs, honestly, to complete this picture is a toe tag.
Oh my gosh, Wiggy.
That's what it looks like. If you're gonna do the foot, at least get like maybe mid shin.
They're sprayed out.
Well,
like
that's what I didn't understand because I went by. You know how you're going through like 100 stories or whatever. And I went back to that one because I was like, he didn't really share any of the rest of his leg. I mean, you can tell it's the beach clearly, but you don't get to see much of the beach.
No.
I mean, isn't the point of the vacation foot photo post to show where you are and show the beauty of the surroundings, not just your feet.
And that beach is great.
That's a beautiful beach.
Yeah, it's
I'm waiting
nice.
For the Channel 7 body just washed up off of shore.
You were concerned that a boat came by and tried to harpoon him?
Yeah.
Is that what you're worried about? No, not in his current condition. The man has lost 50 pounds.
It's a great point because that could be Pleasure Bay. That could be Carson Beach. You have no idea.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea where that is.
It's just a little, you know, just from my point of view. I mean, if you want to do feet photos, that's on you, fellas. But
I understand. all right. Well, we have a lot to get to in the absence of Shime. Jackson filling in for him this morning. Jack, you got a lead?
Oh, I got a lead, yes.
Okay, what's the topic of it as a tease?
It is a sports lead, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know now who is the low-key greatest athlete of all time.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Should be interesting.
Wiggy, topic of your lead in 10 minutes? what are you laughing about?
Oh, you really wanted my...
I'm guessing you don't have a lead.
No, that's correct. I got a couple. I haven't nailed it out yet. I like to see where the conversation goes.
Wiggy was when you're surprised that they ask you next about what you're getting for dinner.
I'm thinking about Patriots. But
Wiggy's the guy who hates when he gets asked to go over the answers on his homework first. If you know what I'm saying.
I sure do.
Yes.
I was going to do Pats, but I'm like, we've been there before.
Yeah.
So...
Let me get, you could do...
a couple leads.
I don't think you've talked much about how the current state of the Red Sox is really all on Alex Cora and not on the players or the owners or management.
I haven't done a Red Sox lead. Maybe I did a Red Sox lead the other day.
Okay. Well, we will get to this morning's leads.
What a cliffhanger.
In some cases, hastily put together coming up in just a little bit.
Maybe I'll do a lead on the DNC and the RNC. How's that?
If you would like to do one on the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, you could. Have you been watching?
I see all the hip-hop artists that show up at the DNC.
Steve Kerr.
Yeah, I've seen Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr.
Yeah, we
was
know
there.
Steve Kerr.
Has Steve Kerr been officially removed as the coach of the U.S. basketball team for the rest of his life?
He has.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Stepped out.
Did he step down or was he shoved out?
It's probably more shoved out than anything.
Your favorite moment last night?
Little John.
Oh, okay.
Was he performing or was he running for something?
No, he just came out performing.
Okay.
That's exactly what he did.
This is Tony from Marlboro. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, kid.
Hey, kid.
Hey, you know, you think we can enjoy a coffee without listening to guys taking foot pics? I mean, who's taking foot pics?
Shine.
Probably the same ones who wear socks with sandals.
Well, I keep defending them, but apparently sandals and flip-flops are out.
Yes.
I don't understand when that happened, how I missed it, whatever. But
I think it happened right after the Ed Hardy era.
Really?
So, like, maybe 2004.
I mean, they were big back in my early days during Roman times. But apparently,
besides you and Belichick, I think you're the only two holding on.
They call you a shooby.
I don't mind being in that company.
Yeah, it's pretty good company.
I am wearing shoes today. Mm-hmm. I decided to opt for sneakers this morning because fall is in the air.
Those are very nice new sneakers looking like.
Thank you.
It's clearly working when you look at your girlfriend and Bill Belichick's girlfriend.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So, I certainly appreciate that.
Yeah.
thank you kindly. All right. On the show today, we will get to the leads in just about 10 minutes.
By the way, Bullets pissed at you, huh?
Ooh.
Holy cow.
Canceled.
No. Let's be clear. Bullets owner does not like that I exposed what happened in the elevator with Bullet on the radio. Yikes. I can understand that, but I am here to do a job, and I will do it regardless of the outcome, Curtis.
That's it.
I refuse to lie about our dog doing his business in the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Disturbing day yesterday at the building also. Are we talking about that during the news, or do you want to talk about that now?
Up to you. I mean, it was a terrible day at Echelon.
Yeah, somebody attempted to jump off of the building.
They did jump off of the building yesterday.
Did they die?
Did the man die? He did not.
No.
It does appear that he broke both of his legs.
Yeah, that's what I'm reading.
Which was alarming.
What floor?
I don't know the exact floor.
I heard.
I heard
it was the fifth by the jacuzzi.
The fifth floor by the jacuzzi.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. Because this individual landed right in front of like Staud and Rag and Bone on the first floor.
Yes. It was. It was
terrible.
It's the worst possible thing when it's such a, Curtis, you talk about it all the time, but we have such an awful mental health situation going on in this country. It's really, and I don't know how you fix it, but you got to try to fix it.
It is a massive, massive problem. We talked about, this case, how we talked about the Dover murder-suicide, the really disgusting father killed his daughter and his wife and then himself.
Yes.
So there was a big follow-up in the Globe a couple weeks ago, and he was just acting like everything was fine financially and everything wasn't fine. The day he did that, they were foreclosing on his home.
Mm.
And it's like, if there was ever a time where you could just stop and say, hey, we're going to be okay.
Yeah.
This isn't what it seems, but it's never too late to do that. And when you do these things, everybody suffers. The chaos that ensues where you have dozens of people's lives forever damaged because of the inability to just say, I need help.
There was like a 35-year-old mother and baby in North Andover 2 days ago who it was a murder-suicide.
Yeah.
And it's rampant, the mental health crisis.
No, it would seem like if there were money that could be put into things, that would be from my perspective, the number one priority when it comes to where everyone is right now. So yes, disturbing, and we will get to that and then the rest of the news recording coming up at 7:45 on this morning's show. And the news includes Florida not like the rest of us once again today, and how the authorities have finally been able to crack the case of the fraudulent pizza deliveries in Florida. So we'll get to that later, Wiggy. I know you hate fraud. Mm-hmm. What else? Oh, they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And speaking of sports, here is Courtney with what is trending first thing this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Sox take one against the Astros behind a Jaren Duran game-winning homer. 6-5 was your final in Houston. They've got another one there tonight. First pitch at 8:10 with Cooper Criswell getting the start, opposing Justin Verlander. You can hang out with Arcan at 7:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Patriots are back at practice today, 1 p.m. start, with Gerard Mayo speaking with media before at 12:30 ahead of Sunday's preseason finale with the Commanders. And history was made last night. The first WNBA game ever played at the TD Garden. Mm-hmm. The Connecticut Sun defeated the LA Sparks in front of a sold-out crowd.
All right.
Really, really cool. And I saw a lot of signs, young girls there holding signs that say, you know, Boston needs a WNBA team.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they're looking at the market, it clearly showed out for them last night.
I wonder how Connecticut does. Are they still playing
at the casino?
At the casino?
I believe that they play at Mohegan, mm-hmm. hence why they are called the Suns.
Right, but so. I wonder how they do crowd-wise over there. Like, as you said, a team, maybe Connecticut going, maybe we move to Boston.
Don't you think it's insensitive to name a team after the sun when global warming is changing our lives for the worse?
Yes,
yes. Thank you. But do you think that Boston would have enough fans who would support the WNBA franchise?
I mean, I understand it's the first time ever, so that's why a lot of people came out last night. But if that is any, you know, indication, yeah, I think that they could support a WNBA.
I think it's
team.
Cool in the beginning, but then it'll probably, let's see how they're doing in like a couple years. If, like, you know, once the kind of Caitlin Clark stuff kind of settles a little bit. Let's see if they're still going to games, if that excitement is still there.
Yeah. Well, Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading big bank alternative for families and businesses in Massachusetts. You can upgrade to a local partner, upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank member FDIC and DIF. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. And about the WNBA popularity, the ratings picked up right where they left off after the long Olympics break. They're getting 2.3 million. More people watched a WNBA game without Caitlin Clark than did the Little League Classic, that cool Yankees-Tigers Sunday Night Baseball game.
Oh, yeah.
Game.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's here to stay. Yeah. I was wrong as possible on that one. It's 56 degrees and sunny right now. It's going to be a gorgeous day.
Oh.
Sunny.
Can I get a pool forecast from you? It's going to be a beautiful day when it comes to the pool. I actually have some video of you out yesterday at the Echelon pool, which I am going to share on Twitch right now. If you're watching,
Curtis is cooling off, huh?
Curtis, you're lifting weights.
I invited Curtis over to the Echelon pool yesterday.
Hey,
and there he is, and he is celebrating. Obviously, the beautiful pool weather. Yeah. You look great, Curtis. Yeah. You need to get a little bit of a tan, in the chest area. But other than that,
a little bit of got rhythm too, though.
Yeah. I gotta tell you, I have never. Oh, I love the heart side. God, I was feeling it. I don't know what was in that. You said it was a virgin daiquiri. It doesn't appear to be.
You are not missing back day.
You look fantastic.
I mean, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get on the rides at Marshfield Fair, but it was nice to be at the pool.
I mean, it's like a magnet. Look at the ladies. They're all coming over. They're thinking about coming over. They're a little afraid to approach you at the pool
They're RSVPing, yes.
Was that, what was the song? LFO Summertime?
Yeah. It was, I like girls that wear Abercrombie & Fitch. I can't get enough of this. I didn't know you were recording me. I just thought you were cheering me on.
Yeah, we call that the dancing weather, Curtis. I will be happy to provide that if you want throughout the weather forecast all morning long, if you want.
And I love the baggy bathing suit. You don't want to leave anything out there. I mean, 72 degrees and sunny.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Jackson, I'm assuming a long-distance dedication to one Chris Scheim on Old Cape Cod, the professor. Is that what you're thinking on
that one? You got that right, absolutely.
All right. Well, it's vacation season, although it's fading fast. Feels like fall this morning. It's only 60 degrees out. I guess the weekend, Curtis, the weekend's going to be good, like sunny in the 80s, and so we'll get that in, and then we'll see what happens when we get to Labor Day.
I love it.
The dark days are ahead, though. Today is the last pre-6 a.m. sunrise until next year.
No, it's just depressing.
I don't like the sunrise and the sunset situation, but the crisp air in the morning, there's something special about
there it. There really isn't.
There really is.
I like the I like it nice and sunny and warm, and I don't like snow. And
I'm with you, Greg.
I don't know why I live here, but I do, and so enjoy if you're heading on vacation. Enjoy it, Curtis. I think you're heading on vacation after tomorrow. Is
that correct? I'll be off until this is our last show together until after Labor Day. Greg.
Yes, I got a quick flex day tomorrow, so I will be flexing tomorrow quickly, and then I will be back for Patriots Friday on Friday.
You going anywhere special?
I'm going to my favorite place in the world, to Nantucket. Going to go down and see a band play tonight at the Chicken Box. My guys in Ripe. And
I didn't know that's what you were doing.
Yes. So I'm going down there for that and going to roll down there quick and then roll right back and be ready for work on Friday morning.
You know I'm an island boy.
Yes.
I'm an island boy.
Suddenly you love the islands.
I do.
Yes. All right. They said it coming up at 7. And we will certainly discuss Aaron Rodgers and his whining about training camp. How's that setting up for this season, Curtis, when it comes to New Jersey and New York and the Jets?
I'm welcoming people with me that the Jets will be a dumpster fire, last place in the AFCs.
Wow. I don't believe so. I will say that it seems like from the outside, the offense is struggling, or at least he is complaining about it a lot, publicly and vocally. But
he's always been a complainer.
Yeah.
Every team that was interested in him should have known that this was going to happen.
Yeah.
They weren't. They had no idea that he was going to, you know, blow his Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
But then going into the next season, or maybe it would take two or three seasons, he was going to end up being vocal or being whiny. That's just who Aaron Rodgers is.
And he was like that in Green Bay.
Right. And when we look at the Bucs with Brady and how that's the new model, because Aaron Rodgers is approaching 40 and he's on a new team and he's ready to win. He wants to win now. There was a lot of adversity that they met. Brady forgot how many downs. There was a lot of struggling that led to the success. Does anybody believe Aaron Rodgers is going to take any ownership of any failure ever?
No.
So, no, but they'll be good, though. I think they'll be last
if
place.
If you had to call the division right now,
uh-huh.
Would you have the Bills winning it?
Yes.
I would.
Is Rodgers healthy?
Yeah.
I'd have the Jets winning.
You would? Okay. Yes. Because I think it goes Bills, Jets, Miami, Patriots.
No, because I think the Bills are going to take a step back without having Steph Diggs. So that's going to be a little bit of a reality check for Josh
but
Allen.
That might be a benefit for them.
When has it ever been a benefit for you to lose your best offensive player?
If the guy is constantly complaining that he's not getting enough touches, he's miserable.
Did the Celtics get better talent-wise without Marcus Smart?
Yes. Yes, they did.
Oh, I think they did. I think they got better for their roster.
Okay, you're saying, I guess when
they
you
got
say,
better, yeah. They got better. But maybe not with as talented of a defensive player as they had in Marcus Smart because it unlocked Jalen and Jason. Whereas I think Josh Allen has had to spend an inordinate amount of time trying to manage Steph Diggs on the sideline.
I'm just saying,
I think that there's a chance that the Bills, the Patriots famously won without any of those kind of receivers. Every time they had a great receiver, they lost.
Well, when you have Brady, it's... I think you have to exclude the Patriots and Brady. When you look at Josh Allen, he's a tremendous player. What was his struggle before Diggs? The fact that he never had a legit number one. So then you have one. I know there's some kind of back and forth about how Diggs is feeling about the offense and that kind of stuff. Now when you lose him, if there's nobody in the kind of like in the wings waiting to take over that role, and I don't know if there's a guy that can do that, there'll be a little bit of a struggle. I'm not saying they're not going to be good, but if Rodgers is healthy, they have talent, their defense is legit. I just don't see them not winning the division.
So, if the Jets are not good this season, mm-hmm. Curtis, we will have dancing weather smoke.
Oh,
okay.
I don't know what else is going to happen the rest of this year. I have no idea. All I know is this guy is a part of my future.
Okay.
And I love him.
All right. So, if you're watching the show on Twitch right now or on YouTube, then...
The best is the people that are in the pool that are paying him no attention.
He's in his zone, though. You in your zone. That's all that matters.
I believe right now, Dancing Weather Smoke is celebrating a very exciting Red Sox win.
I mean...
That's how Dancing Weather Smoke is when the Sox win.
If Mitch was able to get the music, he's playing Duran Duran.
We should do a Duran Duran rejoin for Jaren Duran, who saved the season last night. Thank God.
Look at those delts. God. Just absolutely flexing for everybody.
I'd watch him all day.
Me too.
That could not have happened at a better time last night also because they were struggling when it came to hitting the baseball.
And they were going in the wrong direction. You didn't want to lose last night. Now you're 5.5 out.
Yeah.
Cass has had a couple knocks.
Yeah.
So, hopefully they can get their pitching to be where it needs to be, especially the bullpen.
All right. They set it at 7. News recording at 7:45. And right now this
is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
I believe that lead is System of a Down.
Yes.
Serge Tankian.
Yes.
Is the lead singer of that band, System of a Down. Good morning. Hello. How are you?
Hello. Today is the gentleman's birthday, Serge Tankian's birthday today.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Your lead, sir?
My lead.
Yes. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Yes. Yesterday I was having
Hey, Jackson.
Launch right into your lead. Good morning.
Yeah.
Yesterday what?
I was having a discussion group text with my old buddies. And we were trying to figure out the best pitchers of the 90s in the MLB.
Okay.
We went over Pedro, Randy Johnson, maybe even Schilling a little bit, Greg Maddux. But then a thought bubble hit me, and I realized that I figured out who the best athlete of all time is, and it is a pitcher from the 90s, Mr. James Abbott, the one-handed pitcher. This guy was born with one hand.
Yes.
And he made it to the MLB, and he threw a friggin' no-hitter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, that's a feat.
He's better than Michael Jordan?
And I would say
better than Wayne Gretzky?
I mean, could Wayne Gretzky shoot a puck with one hand? No.
Bo Jackson?
Pretty tough.
I mean, come on, one hand?
Yeah. Stick to your guns, Jackson.
Yeah, you're a pitcher in the hardest league to get in the world, mm-hmm. and you have one hand. It's just incredible to me.
How did the fellas, your thought partners on the group chat, respond?
I think they all agreed. Yeah.
They did? They agreed?
Although Randy Johnson is still a lot of people's favorite. Because of the time that he threw through the bird.
Greg was always very angry at him because of his nickname.
I don't know that if I were going to pick the best pitcher of the 90s, it might have to – I think it would have to be Pedro Martinez or
You could stop there.
Yeah.
What about Mariano Rivera?
Tom Glavine?
Closer.
Tom Glavine?
Tom Glavine was like the 80s.
Well, no, I guess he was fine.
The Braves team was...
Well, the Braves had...
He's a local guy. Bill Ricca's Tom Glavine?
Had Smoltz, Glavine, and Maddox were pretty good. We brought up Randy Johnson.
Pedro is the best pitcher, but... I mean, Jim Abbott, that's a feat that has to be respected.
What about Clemens? Clemens pitched into the 90s.
But who wouldn't respect the feat? Like, of course, we all respected Jim Abbott. He was the, like, in the 90s, he was America's celebrity.
Yeah, he was
great.
Awesome.
Didn't Nolan Ryan pitch into the 90s, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a bunch of great pitches.
Wiggy, how would you feel about Shime's foot picture if he only had one foot? Would you be more accepting of
no,
that?
No,
no. Okay.
No. I'd probably be less accepting.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Hey, listen.
All right. Curtis, good morning. Hello.
Guys, how amazing was the 1980 Olympic team?
The hockey team? Pretty good.
Courtney? No. Okay. So, Greg, this is right up your alley. Wall Street Journal yesterday discussed Germany. We always talk about Germany, one of the biggest economies in Europe, one of the big manufacturer and just high productivity nations. Well, they're going to 4-day work weeks, and the results have been abysmal.
Really?
Last year, Germans worked 1,343 hours on average, less than anyone else in the European Union. The Germans also took 19.4 sick days per year. Mm. Now, Greece used to be the place that Germans would mock because of their poor work ethic, yet their GDP grew by 3%, where they worked 1,900 hours a day, or 1,900 on average last year, 554 more hours than the average German. The Greeks have extended their time employment. Their retirement age is now 67, up from 65, and they have put in a 6-day work week, and they are taking over Europe. The EU expects the Greek economy to continue to grow by 2.2% this year, while the German economy has shrunk since 2019.
Oh, Curtis, you're upsetting the work-life balancers like Courtney.
Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. There is no way in which that you could say, I work stronger, I work better. Well, just go read facts, okay? This is the Wall Street Journal. It's an impartial story about Germany and Greece, looking at how much each nation works, and one nation is growing, one nation is sliding. Which do you want to be?
I bet their mental health is great, though.
Yes.
Give me the 4-day work week all day long.
Oh, you're a big 4-day work week guy.
Hey, listen, I'm on Courtney's train on this one. I'm 4 days all day long. All right.
My lead is in line with Curtis's lead.
All right.
And Curtis, it is going to enrage you.
Old heads unite.
Yes.
No, it's not. It is not.
Is it about Nancy Kerrigan?
No.
Oh.
It is about a new CEO of a company. And what that CEO will be doing their job. So,
all right.
But anyway, so Curtis, you're saying more work leads to more productivity.
It's a stunning correlation.
That is so interesting.
I had to recheck it twice.
Right. Very interesting. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
When we come back, we will get the lead of Courtney Cox and the lead of Coach Wiggins.
I finally figured out where I'm going.
You figured it out? What's the direction?
How the Russians...
Let me guess. You tried a BLT for the first time yesterday, and it was delicious.
No. How the Russians are working more than 7 days a week.
Really?
Yes. And what it's doing for them.
Did you just adjust that?
Yeah.
Swing and a miss.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
That is impressive.
Yeah. You're gonna love this.
You take the temperature and then you roll with it.
Yeah. That's I told you. That's sometimes my leads, I got a couple of them, but then
it's probably that new online subscription you got to the Wall Street Journal.
That's exactly what it is.
I know you do a lot of reading on the bidet.
Yeah. Ernie has such great bidets.
Oh my God!
I would love to use it.
Yeah,
but
did you christen every bidet in Ernie's new house on the vineyard when we were there?
Believe me, I walk by those toilets; they go down and come up on their own.
It is very. I mean, it's modern technology, but if you walk by the bathroom, the toilet seat automatically goes up.
Yeah,
and then it lights up.
Right,
and if you want. Like, you get a Biggie tune that starts playing when you sit down or whatever.
And the ladies love it. I noticed that was the one thing that the ladies kept saying when we were at Ernie's.
Yes.
Is, it's so warm. The seat warms up for you. And I'm, like, jealous, like, because I'm like, man, I would love to just, you know, have about 30 minutes in there. But
well, you could have taken as long as you wanted.
Right, but I'm not somebody that's, like, you know.
It's like a car wash for your butt. Like,
I'm not a road.
That's a drop thing.
I'm not a road gamer when it comes to doing that at somebody's crib.
Why?
Right.
Because if he has the best of the best,
but it's somebody else's house.
Like, I've never used one, but you use one at a hotel.
It's a hotel. That's different. But hotels don't have one.
Some do.
Bidets?
Yeah, I think in Europe.
I've never been to Europe. I'm talking about here in America. And I know if I'm at somebody's house, I don't want to go in there and destroy the bathroom. I'm kind of like George Costanza. I like to take my shirt off. I like to get comfortable. Can't do that at Ernie's house.
No. And Ernie appreciates it.
Yeah.
Told me, he said thank you.
Yeah.
All right. The rest of the leads coming up next. A little audio homage to Jarren Duran Duran after saving the Red Sox last night. And they are still alive, Curtis. And should they be able to win this series with the Astros, then things will be looking up.
And I would officially like to rescind my bid to throw out a first pitch. Should the Red Sox make the playoffs, I want Dancing Me to throw out the first pitch.
Why has that not happened yet?
Why do you think?
Ken doesn't want to make it happen?
No, they don't. They're not a big fan of mine, which is fine.
Oh, you know? I thought that you had...
I mean, Gerard Mayo, now that's a guy with class. The Red Sox, not so much.
I thought you had mended fences.
I think
with the Red Sox organization.
I thought Sam and I had been on the same page of late, but you know, hey, if not all of us can be, what was that lady's name? Gibbets Nuts, whatever.
Tibbets Nuts.
Yeah, we can't all be her. Where we're telling people they suck because the car they drive, they get to throw out the first pitch. But yours truly, no.
Emergency top five: Curtis Feuds.
Ooh. Whoa.
Number one, Bill Belichick.
Number two, Joy.
No. Number three, Governor Healy. That was mended just a couple weeks ago at the Sam Adams Taproom.
What was her name? Ruth? Who did you take to see the Brady, 80 for Brady premiere?
Oh, my God. How can I forget her name?
Yes.
Myrna.
Myrna.
Yeah,
she was not happy.
Yeah,
about
that was a good feud.
Yeah. Ken and I have been in a lifelong feud.
All right. Well... anyway, I would love to see you throw out the first pitch at a Sox game, Curtis.
Me nothing, too. But this is honestly the best outcome because I want to do it and they're not letting me, so they don't see how bad I am.
All right. Well, we will get to They Said It coming up in about 10 minutes, and we will certainly discuss Aaron Rodgers whining about training camp. But we got some leads left. Courtney, good morning and hello.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Hope everybody has a great hump day. I always find it interesting when athletes have excuses for things that they are caught doing. Jannik Sinner, the world's top-ranked tennis player, is escaping a scandal unscathed after testing positive for steroids. Sinner says his trainer was treating a cut on his own hand. So on the trainer's hand, he had some cut. So he was using steroid cream on his hand. He then gave Sinner a full body massage. Without Sinner knowing, he was using said steroid cream.
I see.
Sinner also had a cut on his foot, and the steroid cream had gotten into said cut from the usage on the trainer's hand.
So it was this, he was focusing during the full body massage, focusing on the feet.
The whole body, but the feet is where the steroids entered body.
That's how the steroid, unauthorized entry into the body.
Now,
yes.
Okay, once, happened again.
Oh, it did? It happened again? Okay.
Same exact excuse. Oh. So now the tennis world is saying, something seems to be up here. And tennis players are upset because he's not receiving any type of disciplinary action. I think he lost out on a few bucks. But other than that, he's able to play. And is this steroid use going to continue happening? God only knows.
Okay. Well, hopefully his trainer will stop using the steroid cream prior to a full body massage.
What an unlucky guy.
Yes, like, really, truly unlucky.
He really is. Also added to the list, thanks to a texter on the Subaru of New England text line, when it comes to emergency top five best Curtis feuds, Curtis v. Angry Principal Dave.
Oh, good one.
That's a good one.
It's ongoing.
Giant, giant
that is
feud.
A very good one.
Giant feud. Wiki, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I was reading somewhere, I can't remember where it was, how Russia implemented their 7-day work week. No, I'm just playing. I'm excited about the Patriots. I told you that
yesterday you weren't excited about the Patriots.
No, no, I said I'm excited about the Patriots and football being back, but I'm not like all invested because...
Your whole lead was how upset you were about the Patriots.
Right, but I'm not all invested in like the expectations are high.
Okay.
But I am...
You're high, but the expectations are
But I am looking forward to college football. I think more of my investment is going to be college football than it is the NFL, because obviously my team in the NFL is not very good, but my team in college football is the number one team in the country.
Okay, all right.
But it's not just about college football. It's about what Oklahoma State is doing, and I love their innovation and what they're doing with college football. They are putting QR codes on the back of helmets. So for people that are watching at homes that might be fans of Oklahoma State, and they could be in other parts of the country or even the world, you could go on and use the QR code to donate money for the NILs.
Really?
Yes.
What?
So you just go up to the screen.
Yep.
But how is that? Is the helmet going to be still enough?
I think you. I think it's like anything else. If you pause your television, or if there's the QR code on your TV and it just happened to be paused, like say they have commercials, and you pause it. Once you put your camera on that QR code, it will then pop up for you. So it's a pretty cool thing. This is the first team in college football that's doing this, where they're putting the QR codes on the back of the helmets to help with their raising money for the NILs.
So a great sack, you're able to go right up there and send $5, Venmo the dude $5 on the great sack.
Well, or it'd go to, it'll go towards the program.
Okay,
and then
it's not the individual players' NIL.
But they might have that capability too.
So. Can we put QR codes like on our chest for the show?
Could.
Courtney, if you'd like. I'm sure nobody would object.
If you put it on, like if you wore a shirt and had
or a hat with it on.
Yeah. Nothing gets me shaking my tatas like a QR code.
Well, it's just going to be interesting that Oklahoma State's the first college football team to do this.
That's wild.
Let's see if more teams get into doing this.
Great lead.
Yeah.
Speaking of college football, we will be joined on this show every Thursday during this upcoming football season by Bill O'Brien, the head coach at Boston College. So,
and BC begins Monday Night Football a week before the NFL against Florida State at 7:30 right here on WEEI.
And we'll find out how good they are.
All right. I think we got to take a quick break. We will get to my lead. I think it's going to upset Courtney. My opinion on it is going to upset Courtney. I think the subject of the lead will upset Curtis. So, but I don't want to
be on opposing side. I'm having such a great day.
It's just we live in concerning times. Yeah. And what one new CEO has chosen to do, I think, is a major problem when it comes to this country. So we'll get to that. Rest of the leads coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.